This is St. Louis Public Radio. The state of Missouri brought in $435 million in corporate income taxes 2 years ago. That amount fell to just $280 million last year, a 35% decline. That means less money to work with, as lawmakers consider making cuts to social services and public universities while putting together the state's budget for the next fiscal year. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman takes a look at just what led to the dramatic drop in corporate tax revenue.
Early in February, Governor Eric Greitens gave his budget address at an early childhood center in Nixon, Missouri. The picture he presented was pretty bleak.
And the fact is, Missouri's budget is broken.
The new-to-office Republican blamed Medicaid spending, state tax credits, and less revenue from corporate income taxes. That last part he attributed to a slowing state economy.
We lost $150 million last year in corporate revenue. That's money that the government takes in when businesses pay taxes. And that's because not enough people have quality jobs with great paychecks, and businesses are struggling.
His talking points about the situation are not accurate.
Amy Bluen is the executive director of the Missouri Budget Project, a progressive nonprofit that closely monitors the state's fiscal health. With the state's unemployment rate just over 4% and sales and income tax revenues up, she says it's not the economy that's to blame.
The issue is the legislature made changes to tax policy that actually reduced corporate taxes and reduced them significantly.
The law, passed in 2015, allows corporations based in multiple states to change how they allocate their profits. Missouri's acting budget director, Dan Hogg, in an interview with St. Louis Public Radio late last year, also pointed to the change as a reason for declining corporate tax revenue.
I think corporations figured out how to best structure their business based on that law, and so we're seeing a reduction in corporate income taxes.
Hogg did not respond to a recent request for an interview, but the slide in Missouri's corporate tax income revenue continues. So far this year, it's dropped 25% compared to this time last year. State Representative T.J. Berry is keenly aware of that. He, like nearly all Republican lawmakers, voted for the multi-state corporation tax change.
I believe that our budget problems of this year, to a certain extent, are linked to misjudging that bill.
The representative says the corporate income tax bill was supposed to cost just $15 million a year, an estimate done by the Office of Administration under then-Governor Jay Nixon, with the actual cost 10 times that, at $155 million last year. Berry says he looked into whether the General Assembly could just rescind the law. He was told it's not possible.
Not the way that you want to do it, by just returning the language to where it was and saying, sorry, we've made a mistake, you can't do it.
He says that would, in effect, raise a tax and trigger Missouri's Hancock Amendment, requiring a vote of the people. But as tough as the state budget is this year, Amy Bluen with the Missouri Budget Project says next year will likely be worse. That's as a lower tax rate for the personal income tax will begin to be implemented, as well as a new business income tax deduction for certain businesses.
That's the provision that has really wreaked havoc in Kansas with their budget struggles over there, and it's something that we think is likely to cost a whole heck of a lot more than what they estimated.
And the state's estimate of how much those tax reductions will cost isn't exactly small. When the law is fully implemented over 5 years, the Office of Administration says the annual revenue reduction will be about $620 million. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.